As we mentioned in the first segment, day one of the three-day mandatory minicamp took place earlier today in the bubble because of the rainy conditions. And to talk more on that, John Congemi joins us in studio, as he always has been doing during the OTAs and now during the minicamp. You can check out on the Finsiders.com his review and everything that he observed from today's action. And John, I know something we addressed very briefly in the first segment, something that stood out to you. There was a new energy level that we saw in the bubble today. Guys looked like they were excited to be out there and running around on the field.
Yeah, Mr. Prediction, Troy Stratford hit on that a little bit earlier in the show about the energy, and I think he was dead on. I mean, even with the veteran guys, Troy talked about the second-year guys, you know, having that little moxie about them, having confidence. I mean, you looked around and you saw a bright pair of shoes that were out on the cornerback position. And Will Davis, Troy said, would have never wore those shoes in year number one as a rookie. Year number two, they almost looked right on him, you know, just with his posture and the things that he was doing out on the football field. And not only do you do it with words or actions, you do it by the play of your technique and what you do on the field. And I think that's translating for not only the second-year guys, but it's really going around the team, offense, defense, special teams. This team has a different air about them, and it's fun to watch them practice. I can only hope when they turn it up in the preseason and the regular season, you know, it continues to flow.
Yeah, and one of the things I wanted to address along those lines as far as the team spirit and everything, from a quarterback's perspective, we saw Ryan Tannehill as vocal as we've ever seen him as the quarterback of the Dolphins. He looks like he's really taking ownership of this offense.
Hey, you have to. I mean, it's yours. If you're going to get blamed for everything that goes wrong and get more glory when sometimes all you did was do your job, you have to be able to be accountable and make others accountable the way you want it done. And he did that today. Ryan did that. He asserted himself. It was not a pretty day for the offense. And everybody, it's very easy to get frustrated when things go bad like that. But Ryan just made sure that, you know, hey, he was part of it. You know, he wanted to let his teammates know that he's part of it, but hey, you need to do better as well. So as long as everybody's on the same page and they're all taking direction from one guy and they respect where it's coming from, I don't think any player had a problem with what was going on today.
No, there were a couple times where receivers, you know, weren't running the right routes or weren't in the right position. And Rishard Matthews didn't finish a play the way Ryan Tannehill wanted to, and he got in their faces. And listen, it's one of these situations where there's no ill intent there. It's just a matter of everybody getting on the same page. You like to see that leadership. All right. Speaking of the offense, offensive line, a little different than what we were accustomed to with Mike Pouncey not being a part of the action today, John. It was interesting to see how they rotated guys around.
A little bit of a shakeup. You know, Mike Pouncey was one of those players that were held out of practice today. Jared Odrick did a little bit. Brandon Gibson did a little more than a little bit, which was nice. Cortland Finnegan was more like Mike Pouncey. So the offensive line, as a result, you saw Sam Brenner and Tyler Larson take the majority, if not every one of the snaps at center, whether first team or second team. And maybe, you know, John Benton, the offensive line coach, wants to see more of those guys because not everybody can stay on this football team. And you have to make those evaluations as you lead up to training camp. So you have two more practices. Maybe it was, you know, one of those days that Mike Pouncey didn't need to work. He doesn't need to, you know, all the extra reps. You get those other two guys in there and you play. And the one thing also that I will mention, Juwan James and Brandon Albert, man, what an upgrade we have at tackle from last year to this year. That's not a slight on the guys that played the position. Just the way that they work, the way that they can run and get to the second level, much more athleticism from the tackle positions. And you can throw in Jason Fox as well, because he's a guy that can move and get to linebackers and get on the edge what you need to do in this offense. So it was nice to see the offensive line, a couple new faces in there, but the guys that are going to be playing a majority of tackle for the Miami Dolphins, you're glad they're on your team.
Getting to that center position really quickly, kind of a side note, I wanted to ask the Troys their opinion on this. Mike Pouncey, as you said, maybe they just wanted to look at other guys and get some other guys' experience, and that's something that you have the luxury of doing during a mini camp. However, perhaps, you know, not knowing what could happen with the NFL and a potential punishment down the road, do you think that might have crept into the minds of the coaching staff and said, you know what, we know Mike Pouncey is a talent and we know that we want to see what we have behind him, especially if there is some sort of punishment that might come due to his connection with the Wells report?
You know, coaches, they love to prepare for every possible scenario that they may face. And I hate to think that way, but what you bring up is very, it could be very much true where the NFL actually comes down with some type of suspension against Pouncey. So the Miami Dolphins, in preparation for that, they have to get other guys, get a good look or a better look at someone else who's going to play that position. I would hate to think that's the case, but knowing a coach and how coaches think, certainly they're sitting there saying that there's a good possibility that we may be playing some games without Mike Pouncey. We need to make sure that we have someone ready to go for the beginning of the year, because if it's, I don't know, two games in the beginning of the year, if it's one game in the beginning of the year, you have to have someone ready. So Mike Pouncey is a stern veteran on this team, and I'm sure he has no problem picking up what they're installing right now. So it's not a bad idea to get a look at some of the other guys.
You know, when you talk about all coaching staffs, I say this coaching staff. I say that Joe Philbin is definitely preparing for something. I mean, when you look at Coach Philbin and you look at Dennis Hickey, they brought an attention to detail type of thing to this Miami Dolphin football team. Not saying it hasn't been here before, but I think they're looking at every position needing a backup. I don't know if they're necessarily looking at the fact that Pouncey may be losing some games, but I think you have to prepare for the worst. And the best time to get those reps in is right now. It's in minicamp and against the live fire and the twists and all those things, because you want to see if Brenner can handle all of the things that are being thrown at him. Yes, you know he's a good guard, but can he handle that center position? When you look at how this Miami Dolphin team thinks, and you look at what the way Coach Philbin and Dennis Hickey thinks, moving Fox to the left side, that is preparing in case Brendan Albert goes down. So all of these things, you have to make sure that you cover as a head coach, because you get a limited amount of reps to see these guys at that position. So do I think that they're thinking about a suspension? It could be in the back of their mind, but way in the back. I think they're thinking about who are going to be our backups? What guys are going to be the most productive at which position? And we need to get them the most reps possible, because we need to get them game ready. When your backup steps in, you want your backup guy to be game ready. You don't want him to have that deer in the headlight type look, that when he gets into the football game, it's like, oh my gosh, he's overwhelmed. You want to know that your guy has been there, he's done that, he understands what his job is, he understands the offense, he understands exactly what he has to do, because the moment you start thinking out on that football field is the minute that you're going to get beat, number one, or you can get somebody hurt.
Well, it's going to be a storyline that's going to be interesting to follow over the next 2 days to see if Mike Pouncey tomorrow is back working with the first team. Perhaps it was just an exploratory thing, or if this is a theme for this mini camp. And finally, John, something that Little Troy alluded to in the first segment, the defense was dominant today. They looked really good.
They were flying around with the football and getting their hands on the football. And one of the things that the beneficiary of that was Jamar Taylor at the cornerback position. He got in and took all the reps for Courtland Finnegan. And, you know, it was nice to see. It was nice to see him play at a level that you expect him to play at. Will Davis did the same thing. He went from right corner to left corner, moved around, got around the football. But the one thing I was really impressed with was not the guys you know that can run. You know Jared Odrick as a defensive tackle, very elusive. He can run. You know Cam Wake can get up the field. But gosh, there were big guys. Terrence Fidey had an interception today. He looked like he looked like a Pro Bowl defensive back going up and getting an interception and then trying to, you know, make an impression of a running back. And guys that can run like Anthony Johnson, I mean, and the transformation of a player like Deion Jordan, I really think that the way I looked at OV last year at this time, that's what I'm seeing in Deion Jordan this year. He put on weight, he got experience, he got a couple more moves, and he looks like he belongs. So I'm hoping that, you know, if those are the things that are, you know, on the horizon for the Miami Dolphins, it's all pointing in a positive direction for the defensive side of the football. And I know the offense might have had a down day today, but in OTAs, they looked pretty darn good. So, you know, it was one of those days, hey, you go, you watch the film, you learn, you come back, and you try to get after it tomorrow.
Yeah, these off-season workouts and practices kind of evening out in terms of whether the offense or the defense has the advantage. Defense had the advantage today. And, yes, Deion Jordan looked good. There were a number of would-be sacks had there been, you know, hitting involved here. Obviously don't want to hit the quarterback. And then Terrence Fidey's interception was probably the highlight of the practice because not just based on his athletic move and the prowess that I didn't know he had, but the fact that he did so, made the return, and then his defensive teammates were just absolutely pumped up.
Well, I mean, he did not look like a defensive tackle. Troy, you were there. He climbs the ladder and gets the, you know, the interception. You go, man, that's going to be over his head. All of a sudden, you see two big hands go up, get the football, and then he turns into Barry Sanders, and he goes from the left side of the field. All he might have lost 12 yards, but at least the effort was there, and it got his guys excited on that side of the football.
Yeah, he was weaving his way through the offense, who was now playing defense. Yeah, that was it was fun to watch. Well, overall, it was a very productive, high-energy first day of minicamp. We'll see if they can duplicate that over the next couple of days. John, I know you're going to join us again in the 5 o'clock hour. Thanks for the report on everything that transpired today in the bubble. There's John Kangemi, and you can always check it out his work on thefinsiders.com as he's got an article up reviewing a lot of the things that we just talked about.